Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this March 9th, 2023. 10:32 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. here. We are joined right now by our great friend, Laura Huber, 4-H program educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, James. Thanks for having me on again.
How you been?
All right. I tell you what, I am so thankful that we're kind of seeing there's snow in the forecast, right? But we're seeing the awakening of spring, like it is around the corner, thank goodness.
Every day we are closer to spring.
Absolutely.
Every day, just marking the days off and counting them.
Don't let the forecast fool you, right?
No, no. And I imagine, you know, for a lot of us, it's, you know, looking forward to spring means a lot of different things. But for you guys at 4-H, it means a whole lot more.
Absolutely. You know, 4-H is a seasonal thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's what we do. So right now we've got young people who are super excited because it is the season of maple syrup. So there's only one time a year when those kids who want to learn can take part in that. And those kids who are into sheep, well, we're at the beginning of lambing season. And so it's really fun to mark the calendar, not necessarily by what the month and the day is or whatever else, but, you know, what you get to do at this time of year, because there are some things that you can only do, you know, at certain times of year. So
you got to be careful, Laura, because you bring up the term, you know, the words maple syrup, and I'm a big maple syrup guy, so I will spend the next half an hour just talking maple syrup with you.
Let's do it. No.
I'm glad you bring that up, though, because in the seasonality of 4-H, because, you know, there it's one of those things. If you're not familiar with 4-H, you may think, well, this time of year, maybe there's not as much for the kids to do, and I'll look at things in spring. No, right. There's stuff going on year-round with 4-H.
There always is, and it's a two-part thing. There's always something going on. There's always some new opportunity, but it also, I think, highlights that 4-H really allows young people to explore the things that they are most interested in. We don't follow a curriculum calendar like you might have at school, you know, like you start with addition and you know it moves on through, and there's a place that you have to start at the beginning of the year and there's a place that you have to end at the end of the year, right? We don't have that in 4-H. So it doesn't matter how old the young person is, right? A young person could be a senior in high school, and right now if they decide that they'd like to learn about maple syrup, they can do it now. They better choose now, because starting in July is not going to work.
No.
But that's the really cool thing about 4-H. And so, I was just talking with, we had a volunteer retreat, a special day just for volunteers this past Saturday. And I was talking to one of the moms who was a little bit late because they started lambing. It was 2 weeks earlier. But then you have other people overhearing this conversation and going, wow, I've always wanted to learn about.
Yeah.
And then there's the invitation. And the same thing happens with kids. I use my own family as an example. I am not artistically gifted. Drawing, painting, all of that, it's always been a challenge. And I've got two kids who are amazingly talented in that. And a couple of weeks ago, my son invited me to a clay throwing event. So I did that for my very first time.
Cool.
And all of a sudden, I discovered how difficult it is. And yet, here I am. Like, it's an opportunity to learn. Somebody invited me in to do that. Like, because we need pathways. And my kids were never going to get that pathway through me, right? So school and 4-H led them into clay throwing, jewelry making, like all of these things. So that's one of the pieces I would say that me personally, not as a 4-H professional, but as a parent, appreciates most about the 4-H community. We hear things, and then if it sparks an interest, somebody else invites us in to guide us on that learning journey.
That organic teaching method, that way of handling things, gives so much more room for volume, room for those kind of conversations, those organic things to have happen.
Yeah.
That's a very, thank you for the example. Thank you for sharing that. That is really cool. And I'm very relatable for me.
Yeah.
Like, I've thought of myself my whole life as a writer, and I've had a couple like things published here or there. My son and my my daughter are true writers. Like, yeah, they are actually good at it. Like, they're like, you look at what they do, like, okay, yeah, there's nowhere, I don't know where they got that from. Like,
right, right.
I know they have that, they say they got the skill set for me. I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that. Yeah. It's so much fun to see that in their kids. And 4-H gives you this opportunity with your children very often to be able to be blown away by them, but also to learn with them. I know that that's one of the things that I've talked to parents about with 4-H, that kid comes home with project, they learn about this even when, you know, as the kid is learning about it. That's another fun part of this.
You bet. So for a while I was thinking about like running a program called like Learning with Laura or something, because personally I love to learn new things. And when are we most excited about some of these things is sometimes when we're just getting that fresh learning opportunity. So for instance, again, I shouldn't be talking about myself, but let's run with it, because 4-H is all things. Tonight, I'm going to an introduction to beekeeping class.
Cool.
We're going to start a beekeeping adventure
Good
this
on
year.
You.
And I think, yeah. Okay,
right on.
Let me have a little bit of something first, but then I'm going to invite the kids in. And whether it's coming and visiting my hive, or whether it's making connections with other people in the community, because we do have members of like the Wisconsin Beekeepers Association right here in Wisconsin Rapids. But sometimes we just need that. And I'm not even going to say it's a door opening yet, right? Mm. There's a crack in the window right now, and we're going to start building from there.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because this is at any age, this is how we can work sometimes. So we just had the kids from figure skating in, and all of them were kind of, I want to try this. They try it, and they fall in love with it, and then they're sucked in. That doesn't happen with everything. Some things we try, we find, all right, this isn't for me. Mm-hmm. But you don't know unless you try. You got to give yourself that. Do that favor for yourself. Try these things. Good on you for doing that. That's right on. That's cool to hear.
You bet. And I think there's so much to be gained by just trying.
Yeah.
Just trying. And if you find out that it's not for you, that's no loss.
Yep.
Where the real loss is never trying.
Mm-hmm.
And there could have been something that was just amazing. Whether it's, you know, something that you might be naturally skilled in, great, or something that just feeds your soul.
Yeah.
Even better. It doesn't have to lead to a career. It doesn't have to lead to accolades and awards or anything else. It could lead to personal happiness or personal fulfillment. So,
and those kind of things, no matter what age you are, you deserve that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to offer that opportunity for kids is one of the purposes of 4-H, one of the things that 4-H offers to our communities. There's a lot of great events going on with the 4-H as well. I want to touch on one in particular and some things coming up over there. Let's get our commercial break out of the way so we can just go right into the top of the hour talking.
Okay.
We'll do that. We'll come back with more Morning Magazine for you right here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Your host, James, and we have Laura Huber, 4-H program educator, with us. And thanks again for being here, Laura.
Oh, always a pleasure.
We're touching on that events are coming up with our 4-H. Let's touch on one of those right now.
Yeah, so I invite your whole listening audience to come. We have an annual event called Creative Arts Day, and it's really a showcase for our young people to all sorts of creative things. So we've got visual arts in terms of, you know, arts and crafts displays, photography displays. There's actually a People's Choice cake decorating contest. Can we call that visual arts?
Yeah.
I think we can.
Yeah.
But then we also have like a public speaking contest. But one of the things that families really enjoy coming for are the one-act plays and the skits, along with music performances. So, and we were talking earlier, right, about giving kids an opportunity. So many things like performing arts, young people might get an opportunity to do at school. And if they do, it either comes later, like in high school, or it might be like one classroom put something on. But a one-act play in 4-H, it runs the whole gamut. 4-H is for youth from kindergarten through that year after high school. And so the plays that they put on, I mean, it's the full gamut of ages. So the kids, it's boys, it's girls, it's all ages working together to make something incredible. Oftentimes they are the actors, they are the set creators, they are, you know, they're doing the whole thing. So this is one event that our 4-H'ers look forward to year after year. And even if you don't have a young person in 4-H, even if you're just kind of curious, you want a Saturday away, come on down. It's going to be April 1st at Pittsville School. Mm. Everything is actually in the building that's connected with the elementary school. But everybody is welcome to come, and we post set schedules so you can see like when there are plays or skits going on, when there's going to be the vocal or instrumental performances, when the speaking contest is going on. And we just welcome you to come and see. It's a great way, I think, for anybody who's just kind of curious what 4-H is to just see. And it's 4-H is a lot more, right? But this is a great showcase.
Mm-hmm. It feels like a little bit of an open house almost for 4-H. A bit of a chance for those, especially parents that may want their kids or thinking of getting their kids involved, to kind of see some of the things that 4-H offers. Maybe some of the things that you don't always think of with 4-H, or that you knew that 4-H was doing. Because as you and I have talked about since our first time getting together, 4-H has evolved and grown over the years. And it, while it still does the things that it did when you were kids and all that, it's doing new stuff and fun stuff to reach kids today.
Right.
And to bring them to 4-H. I admire so much what how 4-H has evolved and grown into that. And where there are, you know, so many organizations right nowadays are struggling and trying to figure out, how do we reach young people? How do we... 4-H is not struggling nearly as much or at all, really, when it comes to that part of things, where kids still want to be a part of this stuff. Kids want to do these things. I love the idea of mentioning, like you did there, the difference of, kids may perform in a high school play. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference of doing that in that kind of constructed environment and doing something in this constructed environment.
Right.
The just as one of those kids who was like that. And while I wasn't in 4-H, I remember there was plays in high school, and I just didn't. There wasn't anything that really pulled me, really, like I really enjoyed. And I'm insane about acting. and still, you know, as much as I liked my teacher, Mr. Misconis, and those things, I just didn't want to do high school plays. But then I got the chance with this Explorers group to write and direct my friends and stuff in plays.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm in this chair today. That's why I'm still pursuing acting and all that, was those opportunities, that confidence that I was able to build in myself with my peers, doing a thing like that. Now, the Explorers group was an offshoot of Boy Scouts. I wasn't a Boy Scout, but they opened it up for people like me at, 15, 16, that kind of stuff. And here we were able to do this. Like, that's where it was built. So it's nothing, I don't mean anything against high school activities by any means. But here's another way of being able to build a child's confidence, be able to build a young adult's confidence, which is only going to make it better for all of us. Because this is the future. If they're a little more confident, and that's that there's no natural resource that gives us that.
Right.
There's no rebuilding of that. There's no class. Here's a confidence class, kids. There's no doing that. And there's no making up for that ground once it's lost. We do it now or it's gone.
Right.
You do it now, and there we go. We have all these things coming together just from letting the, giving these kids an opportunity to go perform and some lines on a play.
So when I was listening to you, what I really heard was that in your Explorers group, you found a place where you really belonged.
Yeah.
Like, you felt like you could be you.
The first place
you
I
could
ever
be authentically
felt that.
James in that space, and you could experiment with doing something new.
Yeah.
Whether it was the acting piece, whether it was the writing, whether it was the directing, it was that, putting on a performance kind of all encompassed in one. And that's one of the essential elements of 4-H. Mm-hmm. That is what everything is really focused around, because we know that young people, actually, I don't think it's exclusive to young people. I think the same holds true for adults as well. But where you find a place where you can be authentically you, and you can be accepted by the people around you. It's not about just fitting in. It's not about pretending to be the same as everybody else. It's being authentically you. That is where you find the confidence. That is where you find your brave. That is where you find your self-worth, so that you can be in a better place mentally. You can be in a better place physically. You can just, you can contribute better to the world as a whole, being yourself and, to your local community, all of it. And so that is what we're trying to offer. That is where our focus is. That's why we have everything from dairy to one-act plays to woodworking to, the whole gamut. We just want to find those spaces where kids can you know, they can push forward to be the very best that they can be. Yeah. So
I love the word that you use there, belong. Mm-hmm. That you give kids. You're right about that. I think adults search for that, and we, you know, if we don't find it at certain ages or anything like that, we still want it, but we end up, you know, kind of like not. We get cynical, or we stop looking for it, or anything like that. We kind of get stuck in the mud and all this. Everybody wants something like that. Everybody wants to be able to belong to something. When we give that to kids at a young age, they take that into adulthood, and that, it's not just a confidence thing all of a sudden. All of a sudden, this becomes more of a thing of like, I feel comfortabler in my own skin. I feel better about myself, my life, my mental health is better, all these things. This is stuff when we talk about like caring about kids, these are the things that I like to get really, like, this is where you're getting your hands in the dirt stuff. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to care about this, and this stuff, some of those bigger topics. These are things that we can help build in our kids through the simplest of ways. We just got to catch them. And here's one of them right sitting in front of you in 4-H.
And one of the things that I really love about it is, like you said earlier, there's no lesson plan that we can follow that's going to give that opportunity. But once a young person experiences that belonging, and they grow up, they age up through, you know, those teens remember what it was like to be made like they felt like they belonged. So they're working hard to help those kids coming up behind them, you know, to just be a part of, to feel like they belong, to welcome the spaces. And so, I mean, when we think about leaders in the country, typically what we're thinking about is our elected leaders at whatever level. Mm-hmm. But there are incredible leaders just out and amongst our own populations. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that I always want to recognize. You don't have to be a certain age to be a leader and make a difference in another person's life. The positivity that our young 4-H'ers are brought up through, they are leaders in their own clubs. What does that mean? In their own schools. What does that mean? In the lives of other people is what it means. They're making a difference one person at a time. And that's the one thing that I have found so incredibly rewarding about 4-H. I know a lot of kids focus on getting the blue ribbon at the fair or something like that. And it's not until they're older that they can reflect on what really did they gain? Yeah, cool, they got blue ribbons or they got best of shows or whatever else. But what really meant a lot to them was, you know, going to a meeting and having a 16-year-old call them by name when they were 8 years old or something like that, you know, and that magic goes through. And then it leads into what we call soft skills for employment and everything else, right? It's the interpersonal relationships that really matter and knowing how to manage those relationships. I don't know. I'm kind of rambling now, but really is where I think the magic of 4-H is.
You hit a point. You were not rambling. You hit a point there. When it comes to this event, have you gotten to see a lot of the rehearsal process of the kids as far as like getting their things together and everything? How's that been going for them?
So it's different for every club. Yeah. So some of these, I mean, the play stuff was started all the way back in late November and early December. And, you know, watching the nervousness going like, oh, my gosh, I hope I get a good part all the way through. So we still have a few weeks of practices left to go. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of growth yet. But we really took a dive in COVID, like not being able to have in-person Creative Arts Day. It really took a hit. And last year was our first year back in person. And it was I'm going to admit it was a pretty lowly attended event. But wow, we have a lot of excitement back again, and the whole program is really grown up again. So if you attended last year, it might have been like, wow, what is this? How are we ending so early? That was COVID recovery, and now we're back.
Right up. So with that, it brings up something I wanted to make sure we touched on today, because we talk about getting kids involved in 4-H and, you know, people caring about it, those things. But one of the things that I think we can also touch on is, you know, there's a number of people out there listening that their kids are, you know, like mine and older, but they care about this subject. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were in 4-H. Maybe they want to be able to give back or help 4-H continue to do what they do. Well, we have an opportunity for you to do that. You know, you come to these events, you spread the word about these events, and you are contributing to 4-H. You're helping the 4-H. There's nobody out there listening that can't be a part of this, that can't help 4-H continue to do the good work they're doing.
Exactly right. And even even if you were never in 4-H, right? That's one thing that I always like to highlight, because 4-H has been around for over 100 years. And for many families, it's been a multi-generational experience. Mm-hmm. Here I am leading a 4-H program in the county now. I was never in 4-H as a kid, right? I am the parent of first-generation 4-Hers, if you will. There's always a space to step in. There's always a time to step in. Just like we were talking earlier, a senior in high school could decide they want to learn about maple syrup and they could start right now. Any youth, any adult could start right now and kind of start that 4-H journey. It's incredibly rewarding.
See, the thing I love about maple syrup is you did it. You brought it up. No, I'm kidding. It's a great point to mention, too. I'm glad you came back to that. Thank you, because there was something else I wanted to mention with that. As far as like juniors, seniors, people in high school that maybe they didn't go into 4-H and now they want to. This is the art of being a teenager, you know, changing your mind.
Absolutely.
Feeling differently about something. Yeah. If maybe it didn't seem that interesting to you or you had other things going on at 13, 14, you're 15, 16 now, 17, what have you, come on over. We'd love to have you a part of 4-H.
Absolutely.
What about volunteers, Laura, as far as adults out there, people listening that may they want to help out that way? Are you guys looking for volunteers at all or that kind of thing?
Always. So the only way that we can offer young people opportunities, if we have people who have the ability to share their skills and talents. You don't want me trying to teach kids how to throw a clay pot. You just don't. Yeah. So if you have those skills that you'd like to pass on to the next generation, yes, there is a space for you in 4-H. And there are different ways that we can do that. Like we can have volunteers who, you know, help with one specific event and then they're done. And we can also have people volunteer for the long haul, right? So like Frankie at Let's Create here in Wisconsin Rapids, she's helping teach kids. She's got a gnome painting class coming up. We had Becky Winters over at iHeart Art help us with a multi-faceted art program earlier in the winter and stuff. So there are those one-time sort of opportunities, but then there's also the ongoing if you want to, you know, be in for the long haul. Either way, the way to start is to give me a call. And my phone number at the, I work in the courthouse at the extension office. My phone number is 715-421-8439. And you're always welcome to give me a call. Heck, you could even stop by, but maybe give a call before you stop by just to make sure I'm there. So...
What about looking ahead? Are there some events that we can kind of tease or touch on that are coming up for the 4-H in the next couple of months or looking into spring and that kind of thing?
Well, I would say right now, if you have young people ages 3rd grade through 7th grade who you think might be interested in experiencing summer camp, now is the time. They do not have to be 4-H members to attend our 4-H summer camp. And camp is really an incredible opportunity. So I just want to put that out there. If you're listening and you know young people in that age range that you think could really just benefit from an opportunity of 3 days away, making friends, learning how to canoe, doing arts and crafts, experiencing nature, think about 4-H camp. And the way to learn more right now is to give me a call. But registration for that will open very soon. And we'll have programs coming up like 4-H Foodie, the gnome painting class. All of those things are always coming up. So if you're interested in those sorts of opportunities, I suggest that you follow us on Facebook. We're Wood County 4-H, WI for Wisconsin. And that's where you find like the most up-to-date things. And our website is also pretty good. But I can't promise that we always keep the calendar on our website up-to-date.
It just doesn't have. I know we can relate to. I get that. The 4-H Foodie program, I wanted to just wrap up on that one. Because that's such a fun program for kids. And people, the kids love food. This is a great opportunity for them. Can you tell the audience a little bit about that real quick?
So Jasmine Carbajal is an educator in our office, and I think her next 4-H Foodie, I should have brought the date. Is it March 18th?
Yep.
And I think it's Auburndale School.
Yep, you're good.
And there just happens to be a St. Patrick's Day kind of link kind of theme running on that one. So Jasmine has it set up, so we'll be able to use the kitchens in the school there. So that's really cool. And Jasmine likes to take and jump this program all around the county to different places, and she has a new theme each month. Mm-hmm. So she's also starting to plan a 4-H program for, or a food program for June again this year, where I think it'll be every, is it June or July?
I want to say June.
It might. Okay, where she's going to be, we start at the farmer's market. Actually, mm-hmm. now that makes me want to say July.
It is July.
Okay.
You're right. I remember her mentioning it.
Thank you. Yes. So starting at the farmer's market each day and then going back to the kitchen and cooking some stuff. So if cooking is one of your young people's areas mm-hmm. of interest, definitely look up 4-H.
And the creative art events, the creative arts event coming up. Let's touch on that one more time.
Yeah. So we're going to be at Pittsville in the elementary school building on Saturday, April 1st. The events start at 9 a.m. And, hey, we'll have concessions available, so you can plan on coming for the whole day, experience all of the amazing work that the young people are doing, sit down, have lunch, and just have a great day with your family.
Cannot thank you enough for the time, Laura. Always enjoy talking with you. I mentioned this before. One more time, if you don't mind, if people have follow-up questions or want to know more about 4-H, how they can volunteer, maybe get their kids involved, any of the above. How can they reach you?
Yeah, so easiest way is probably to give a call. The phone number is 715-421-8439, or you could always email me. And my email address is Laura, L-A-U-R-A, dot Huber, H-U-B as in boy, E-R, at WISC, W-I-S-C, dot E-D-U.
Always good talking with you, Laura. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks so much, James.
We'll wrap up Morning Magazine for the week tomorrow. In part one, we're going to talk to the Nakusa High School kids about their musical coming up. We'll have Emma and Simon and Michelle and Melanie and Jenny in here, all of them talking about this. And then we'll wrap up with Visit Wisconsin Rapids, where we will catch up with the Sandhill Wildlife Area, get an update about that right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.